Thank you, and welcome. I know you might have had another engagement somewhere, but this is better. I'm Kazuko Tatsumura here, Dr. Kazuko Tatsumura, in short, Dr. Kazuko. Nobody called my full name. So I'm founder and president of the Gaia Holistic Foundation, which created a home tragedy of 9/11. We tried to an event where Tibetans and New Yorkers can gather to understand his deep teaching, and at the same time celebrate his birthday on neutral space. It has been very difficult already this year because it was falling on Friday. And then I thought asking maybe he can somehow, with his magic, change his birthday. But it didn't happen. So, but I'm very glad you're here. And this year's was, this is, next year's was, next year is on a Saturday. Saturday. So we have decided, if we, with your permission, that we will make this event of His Holiness birthday a little bit after the New Year, July 4th weekend. So it will be next year for July 9th. Would you please mark your calendar? It will be Tuesday, July 9th. Okay? Now, we installed this today. Each table has one Tibetan representative. We call it little ambassador. And please speak to him about Tibet if you have any questions or curiosity. I also have spread it around each table clergies. So you can also think about what it means of compassion on his religion. And then next year, July 9th, please book your seat because it's going to be a hottest ticket. Okay? I hope so. And then if you don't take, please don't take your flag. Last year we lost a lot of flags. If you have your own ancestors' flag, please give $10 for donation. And then also we have this wonderful ball with the entire world.
I'm not here.
And not here, so it's
fun. So you have to show up. When you get the opportunity, you have to go.
Yeah. You built this in 1986?
Did you know it's just falling apart?
I'm gonna blame him.
Bobby was on his back for 4 weeks doing that.
Myself is from the Buddhist community here today. And also Heiwa Foundation, which is a peace foundation related to the Hiroshima Nagasaki Peace Institute. And so actually peace ambassador from Hiroshima and then Nagasaki as well. So I really appreciate his presence. So I feel like one person can change a lot of things. And if without this one person, it also is a very different thing, different world that we probably experience.
They were mine, and I was theirs. That we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers. It was like waking from a dream of separateness, of spurious self-isolation, and a special world, the world of renunciation and supposed holiness. The whole illusion of a separate holy existence is a dream. Not that I question the reality of my vocation or my monastic life, but the conception of separation from the world that we have in the monastery too easily presents itself as a complete illusion.
We open doors for one another. If you take the first and last letters of the Torah, you spell the word lay that means heart or compassion. It says to all of us, you want to appreciate the Torah, you want to understand what it says, then first you better make sure you have compassion. So I learned three important words from the Dalai Lama. The first is survival. There are many people in this world who struggle simply to survive. The second is success. There are many people who are surviving and are successful. But the Dalai Lama will tell you that's not enough. Significance is important. You have to make a difference in the lives of other people. You have to make people feel that they are significant.
As our Jewish brother said, he was talking about the candle being lighted and you are seeing in each of this table and how this light removes the darkness. So my prayer is going to be offered using the lamp as a media or the light as a media, light as a source.
Muhammad that says, even a smile is an act of charity. God bless you all.
brothers and sisters in North Korea.
May peace be in North Korea.
Norway.
May peace be in Norway.
Oman.
May peace be in Oman.
Pakistan.
May peace be in